Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with DDB. I'm your host, DD, and I'm happy to have you join me for part two of today's discussion on Journey for a Baby. Before I get started, I want to first acknowledge that today, September 19th, is National Stillborn Prevention Day. As a mother of a stillborn baby who was born in 2021, in my heart, I felt that it was important for me to honor the memory of my baby boy and the babies of all the women who have given birth to stillborn babies. So, my heart is always with you all, and I want you all to know that you are supported, you are seen, and you are loved. Revisiting our topic from last week, I touched on my personal journey for a baby, including complications and ultimately a late miscarriage. But to shift directions, I'll be focusing on a fresh start and my current journey for my rainbow baby. In today's discussion, we will touch on the menstrual cycle, ovulation, and conception. Please note that today's insight is from personal experience, feedback from professional wellness specialists and OBGYNs, as well as personal research findings and readings. So let's dive in. So what is a rainbow baby? By definition, a rainbow baby is a term used for a baby born after having a miscarriage, stillbirth, infant loss, or neonatal death. From my own understanding, the name rainbow baby comes from the idea of a rainbow appearing in the sky after a storm, or after a tremendously difficult time or trauma from losing a baby. Right now, I am in month 7 of trying for my rainbow baby. While this journey has been significantly difficult due to the loss of my baby, I'm also still hopeful to have a successful pregnancy. To best prepare my mind and body for pregnancy again, I've indulged in numerous self-care and wellness practices, including acupuncture, Reiki, and counseling to support my mental health. I've also started educating myself more on health-related factors in terms of pregnancy, infertility, miscarriages, and how to take care of my body when trying to conceive. So let's talk a little bit about acupuncture. Acupuncture is considered traditional Chinese medicine, and it is used as a technique to have your energy flow, or just basically to balance the flow of energy. So the reason why I initially started going to acupuncture was because I was dealing with a lot, not only mentally after losing my pregnancy, but I felt that I was going through a lot physically. Of course, I had to deal with the fibroids that I mentioned in the earlier episode, but also just the pain that I was going through, again, physically and emotionally. So I wanted to find something that was more on the natural side or holistic side of things that can help take care of my body or just manage how I was dealing with stress. When it comes to fertility, many studies have shown that acupuncture can likely improve sperm quality and ovarian function. Once I read about course, sperm quality and ovarian function being improved, this was another reason why I felt that acupuncture most likely was a technique for me. To this day, I continue to have acupuncture treatments. I have seen that my blood tests have improved, I have seen that my overall wellness has improved, and also just my stress levels in general has improved. So acupuncture, of course, being a very safe option, has been very beneficial for me. And I'm also very curious to hear how beneficial it has been for other women, or if not beneficial, what are some things you felt could have been better by trying acupuncture? Mental health counseling is something that has also been very important to me. As a mental health therapist, I know firsthand the importance of taking care of your mind as part of your wellness techniques or as part of your overall wellness program for yourself. And mental health counseling has really helped me to really focus on myself, but also focus on what is important to me and not to stress or worry so much about what is going on around me. For example, prior to losing my baby, I was very reserved. I'm still very reserved, but prior to losing the baby, I didn't really speak up at times, or if people really want to do something, I was always available. I always made myself just there for people. I was always available, like I said, I was always available to people. And one thing that I learned throughout my pregnancy and after the pregnancy was that I had to focus on me. I had to focus on myself And during the pregnancy, of course, I had to focus on my baby. So I always tell people, and I always say to myself as well, that my baby was a blessing for me in that sense. Although he is not here with me now, he allowed me to gain strength mentally and to express to others when I felt that it was important for me to just focus my attention fully on myself and my baby, and that I could not give 100% of myself to everything and everyone else around me, because what was important was to take care of my pregnancy, to take care of myself, and ultimately to take care of my baby. So for all women, I highly recommend finding a regimen or a routine or some type of positive self-care habits such as acupuncture or therapy that can be helpful in guiding you through hard, difficult times. Now I'm going to dive more into the topic of trying to conceive. As many of you may know, a woman's menstrual cycle typically ranges from 21 to 35 days. Throughout my journey for my rainbow baby, my menstrual cycle has fallen within the typical range and more so on the later side, between 28 to 35 days. Since the start of my cycle, I've experienced heavy periods and painful cramps. However, as I've gotten older, while still having heavy periods, my periods are no longer as painful. The good thing is that regardless of how heavy or how painful your periods are, I will still personally say that it's a good thing that you can say you still have a period. I do know that for many women who do not have a period, of course, that makes it hard to conceive. Typically, it's because you don't know if you're going to be ovulating or you may be dealing with some type of medical concern or medical issue. So now, moving into the fertile window or ovulation per se, I want to focus a bit more on that topic and trying to conceive. Ovulation week generally happens 2 weeks before the start of a woman's period, and a fertile window is generally about 6 days. Personally, ovulation week can be either fun or stressful, or both for some women. While ovulation provides a chance to baby dance with your partner, and baby dance, if you don't know, means sex. But while ovulation provides a chance to baby dance with your partner, it can also be stressful at times. Most of the stress comes from the pressure to baby dance with your partner every day or even every other day. Speaking from personal experience, I have put unnecessary amounts of stress on myself to feel that I need to do something at a certain time or make sure it's done on that date. And I think that the added stress, of course, well, I know that the added stress does not help when trying to conceive. In order to manage the stress, I looked into a variety of methods that help women know when they are ovulating, including basal body temping and ovulation kits, and checking cervical fluid. Oftentimes, egg white stretchy cervical fluid indicates that you're ovulating or near ovulation day. Now back to testing. So I personally use Easy Mom ovulation strips and Clear Blue Advanced Digital Ovulation Test. Both of these testing methods are urine tests used to test the rise and dip of the LH surge. Once you've identified your LH surge, ovulation typically occurs within 24 to 48 hours after a positive or peak ovulation test. During my first pregnancy, or actually before my first pregnancy, when I was trying to conceive, this method worked perfectly for me. Initially, my husband and I were trying to conceive and we were just going at it whenever. I knew the week that I was ovulating, but I didn't necessarily know, like, are there certain days or what was the best day or just the ovulation date in general. So I will honestly say that the ovulation strips has definitely helped. I will say also, it's important to note that not all women ovulate on the same days. Some may ovulate earlier and some may ovulate later. Also, some women do not ovulate at all, which may possibly be due to a variety of causes such as physical or emotional stress, PCOS, hormone fluctuations, and that's just to name a few. So if you're not ovulating and you're trying to conceive, I highly recommend scheduling an appointment with your OBGYN to discuss the many causes for not ovulating. Other useful resources that I found would be like apps. Some of my top favorite apps for tracking menstrual cycle and ovulation include Flow, Ovia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Premom. Flow, I've been using that one for years. Flow is spelled F-L-O. I've used that one to track my menstrual cycle as well as to predict ovulation. One thing I like about the app is that you're capable of just adding any type of any amount of details you like to add. Well, not to say any amount. You're capable of adding a lot of details. So you can say if you're not feeling well, you can say what your cervical mucus is looking like. If you are temping, you can say what your basal body temperature is. And also, one of my favorite things about the app is that they have a great chat forum on women health topics. So every now and then, if I'm going through something or I'm finding out, like during my process of conceiving and I'm finding out, oh, this blood level has been high, we need to get this lower, I will go on the chat forum and type in exactly what I may be going through or something that may be on my mind. And there are a variety of women who will comment their experiences. And most times there's something for everything. So other women may be experiencing something you are going through and may be able to help guide you through, you know, the situations you're dealing with as well. Then with Premom, I like the Premom app because I'm able to use my Easy Mom ovulation strips and pretty much connect it to the Premom app. So for instance, if you have the Easy Mom ovulation strips, once you pee on the test strip or, of course, dip your test strip in your urine for a couple of seconds, you can take a photo of the Easy Mom strip and you can link it or connect it to your Premom app. I like that it shows the number or the LH surge amount through the app, and it kind of keeps track and let me know over the course of the week, has my LH surge, has it gone up, is it not moving at all, am I not ovulating? And I think that's very important to know as well. Now with the Clear Blue Advanced Digital Ovulation Test, and I'm just backtracking a little bit because I am mentioning the Easy Mom ovulation test strips. With the Clear Blue Advanced Digital Ovulation Test, it's a great test to use as well. It is more, and when they say digital, it's definitely digital. So yes, there is a test strip per se. However, the test strip goes into a digital kind of like tube, if you want to say, or a digital piece, and you will see either a circle, like just a blank circle, which means that you are not ovulating or not near ovulation. You will see a flashing smiley face, which means that you are near ovulation. So you are within that time frame, maybe within the next two to four days, you'll be, you know, it'll be ovulation day, or it'll just have a static smiley face. The static smiley face means that it is time. You need to make sure that you are doing whatever you can to try to conceive, because the static smiley face indicates that you are at your highest point, meaning your peak. So I really just want to wrap that all into one bubble to kind of give a basic understanding of my journey for a baby, but I'm also sure that many other women may experience their journey in other ways, but also similar ways when it comes to they're testing for their ovulation, when it comes to the different resources that they're using, whether they are reading books, whether they are on forums, whether they are just going to their practitioners or specialists to see about different techniques, and even similar to what I was mentioning earlier with acupuncture, just finding different wellness methods to conceive. So I want to wrap this up by saying thank you again for tuning into today's episode of Part 2, Journey for a Baby. If you're listening and would like to share your story, or for your story to be heard on one of our episodes, please feel free to send your story in. Please stay tuned for upcoming episodes on women's health in relation to pregnancy, fertility, and more. As always, I wish you all peace, happiness, and a safe space to feel any feelings that need to be felt. Until next time, namaste.